Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples to pray." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trouble.'" As he said this to them, I thought, that's wrong. "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to your friend, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. And so I say to you, ask, and it will be given. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone, do you see that word? Everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who searches, finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give them a snake instead? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give them a scorpion instead? If you then, we who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give? The Holy Spirit will come to those who ask him." Amen. One of the wonderful things about going to General Assembly is you are with 1,000, 1,500 people who want to be with God and want to follow Jesus. There's no doubt, there's no question. They want to follow Jesus. They want to pray the way Jesus wants them to. They want to act as Jesus wants them to. They are like us, seeking to do the will of God even when it's difficult. Because sometimes doing the will of God is difficult. Sometimes God wants us to do things we don't want to do. And sometimes God doesn't want us to do things that we want to do. We began this assembly with a wonderful sermon from a young woman who it wasn't exactly a contest, but they had everybody submit sermons, and hers was chosen. And she gave that sermon as an unknown. She's not a famous person in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. She's like me. She's just an average minister who does her best every day and tries to help people find their way. And it was beautiful. And her sermon was powerful. And we built from there. From our general minister and president to one of the most on-fire preachers the disciples ever hear, Cynthia Hale, to William Barber, we got to hear preaching. And you know what was common in all of the sermons? You don't turn away anyone. Everyone is welcome in God's church. You don't get to decide who comes in and who doesn't, who stays and who doesn't, who serves and who doesn't. You get to love them as they are because God loves you as you are. So it doesn't matter what color they are. They're welcome in God's church. It doesn't matter where they came from. They're welcome in God's church. It doesn't matter if they are gay or straight or bi or trans or things that I don't even understand. It doesn't make any difference. I'm supposed to love them because God loves me and God loves them. That's what Jesus just said. Pray this way, and he gives us wonderful words of life to pray. We have changed it somewhat to make it more sophisticated when we pray. He gave us the basic understanding of what we need to pray for and how we need to pray. Then he gave us the basic understanding of how we are to live. And I know that it's not always easy. I get that. When you get upset with somebody, when you hear something, when you hear something you don't like on the news, when you think that a group or a person is not so good in this world, it's really hard not to just dismiss them, dislike them, disown them, and not let them be a part of God's world. But you don't get to do that. This is God's world. This is Jesus Christ's world. We are to love everybody. Let God decide what's right, what's wrong. You're not God. I'm not God. None of us are God. God is God.
God is God.
Right. Amen. Preach it, baby. And one of the sweetest, dearest things about all of that is that we don't often realize that we are the sinful, ugly creatures that look just like some of the other folks in this world. And we need salvation as much as every single person does. We need to be saved over and over and over again because we get it wrong. So, when we get it wrong, one of the suggestions that were made, that was made at the assembly, is to breathe. When you feel like you need to open your mouth and say something vicious, breathe. When you feel like you want to condemn somebody because they're different than you are, breathe. When you feel like the whole world is coming down on your head and you don't know where to go, breathe. Everybody join me. We're going to breathe. Ready? And inhale and exhale. And when you do, you're going to inhale the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the grace of God. Inhale. Exhale. When you inhale, you're going to inhale healing. You're going to inhale strength. You're going to inhale possibilities. And when you exhale, you're going to exhale the worries and the concerns and the fears. Inhale. Exhale. One of the beautiful parts about assembly this year was during the business meetings. We took time out each business meeting to breathe. To spiritually breathe, to allow the Holy Spirit to come back into our midst and center our minds on what we were supposed to be doing. And it was good, and it was gracious, and it's for all of us. Let us breathe. Inhale, exhale, Let us pray. Almighty God, there is no other like you. You created every single thing on this earth. And some things you created and they look a little unusual. And some things you created and they're very colorful. And some things that you created are sort of dull, at least in appearance. But all of us have one heart. A heart for love and acceptance and grace and you. Thank you for not abandoning us. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is Wonderful Words of Life. And hopefully you found in the course of the sermon some wonderful words of life to give you energy and peace, healing, restoration, salvation, whatever it is that you need. Let us stand and sing.